an alternative to FAA air traffic control fees. U.S. Sport Expo for 2014 is a success, and Orion passes another parachute test. This is Aero News for Tuesday, January 21st, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA's policy of charging airshow events for ATC services has been the subject of much conversation and controversy. But now there is an alternative. AirBoss Inc. of Greensboro, North Carolina, operated by George Klein, provided control tower services that met all FAA requirements for the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida this past weekend. Klein showed up with a crew of 7 highly experienced retired FAA controllers to make the expo safe for all attending aviators. The Sebring Airport had a non-operational tower on property, and AirBoss Inc. furnished the FAA-certified personnel and equipment to do the job at a substantial financial savings. They also have a portable control tower that can be used at airports for events where no tower already exists. Klein says it's his understanding that the FAA will not allow private controllers at shows like AirVenture in Oshkosh, where there is established ATC service. But at least now there is an alternative to simply canceling an air show. The 10th Annual U.S. Sport Aviation Expo drew to a close on Sunday afternoon, and it was after one of the most successful runs in the event's 10-year history. 4 aircraft made their debut at the event: RAND's aircraft's S-20 Raven, Technam Aircraft's new Sea Sky on floats, the only such model in the U.S., the Zigolo Ultralight Motor Glider from Aero Marine LSA, and the Super Petrel LS from Florida Light Sport Aviation. The Sebring Expo has a reputation among aircraft manufacturers as the event where airplane sales happen, and it lived up to that billing this year, with many exhibitors reporting multiple sales. Engineers testing the parachute system for NASA's Orion spacecraft increased the complexity of their test on Thursday, January 16th, adding the jettison of hardware designed to keep the capsule safe during flight. The test was the first to give engineers in-air data on the performance of the system that jettisons Orion's forward bay cover. The cover is a shell that fits over Orion's crew capsule to protect the spacecraft during launch, orbital flight, and re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. When Orion returns from space, the cover must come off before the spacecraft's parachutes can deploy. It must be jettisoned high above the ground in order for the parachutes to unfurl. Previous parachute tests at the U.S. Army's Yuma Proving Grounds in Arizona tested the performance of the parachutes in various conditions but without a forward bay cover. NASA plans a second airborne test now with the forward bay cover to evaluate its performance with a failed parachute. Orion will be put to its first test in space during its first mission, Exploration Flight Test 1, or EFT-1, and that's coming in September. As part of its ongoing investigation into an incident involving a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737-700 that landed at the wrong airport on January 12th in Missouri, the NTSB has released a brief investigative update. The captain had been with Southwest since 1999 and has about 16,000 flight hours, including about 6,700 hours as a captain in the B-737. The captain informed investigators that this was his first flight into Branson Airport. The first officer has been with Southwest since 2001, has about 25,000 flight hours. The first officer informed investigators that he had previously flown into Branson Airport once, but during daylight hours. The pair sighted the bright runway lights at M. Graham Clark Downtown Airport, where in fact they landed, and the fact that the runway was oriented in a similar direction as contributing factors to the incident. They also informed investigators that they flew a visual approach into what they believed to be Branson Airport, and that they did not realize they were at the wrong airport until they had landed. The investigation is ongoing. When Aero News continues, Air Canada claims top honors, Prince Harry is now flying a desk, and Mother Nature aids an aviation cold case.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Air Canada has been named the best long-haul airline in the Americas for 2014 by the airline safety and product reviewing website airlineratings.com. The results are based on ratings of 450 airlines globally by hundreds of thousands of passengers. Airlineratings.com named Air New Zealand the airline of the year, Singapore Airlines as the best long-haul airline in Asia-Pacific, and Swiss as best long-haul airline in Europe. Ben Smith, Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer at Air Canada, said, quote, "This award affirms the success of our strategy to transform Air Canada into an international powerhouse and that customers appreciate the significant investment we've made to provide industry-leading products and services both on board our aircraft and in the airports from which we operate," end quote. Air Canada will add 37 Boeing 787 Dreamliners to its fleet later this spring. Prince Harry, known in the UK Army as Captain Wales, has been transferred from flight status to a new posting at London HQ as a staff officer. The prince will take the position of SO3, Defence Engagement. His responsibilities will include helping to coordinate significant projects and commemorative events involving the Army in London. Prince Harry will retain the rank of captain and will be based from Horse Guards in central London, according to a news release. Prince Harry spent 3.5 years in training and operational service with the Apache Force during his attachment to the Army Air Corps. Drought conditions in central Florida may lead to the recovery of wreckage from an airplane that went down in a lake northeast of Sacramento nearly 50 years ago. On New Year's Day, 1965, a Piper Comanche carrying 4 people took off from Phoenix Field in Fair Oaks, California, for a sightseeing tour over Folsom Lake. The aircraft was involved in a mid-air collision with a Beach Debonair, which was also on a sightseeing flight and fell into the water. The Comanche was never recovered, and the remains of only one of the people on board was found following the accident. The Debonair managed to land safely back at the airport. The NTSB said the pilots simply did not see each other as they flew over the lake and collided. Television station KTXL now reports that drought conditions in the state have dropped the water levels in the lake to historic lows, and the El Dorado County Sheriff's Department hopes it can finally locate the wreckage using advanced sonar technology. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.